Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Midwest Coach Limousine. Midwest Coach Limousine is a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo or call them at 331-903-0088. Book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961. Give them a call. North Fork Farm offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at www.nforkfarm.com. Do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Bracconi's. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check out Bracconi's.com. Give them a call or make a reservation and mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. And dessert and a beverage of your choice is yours. Absolutely free if you are a veteran or military, active military personnel. Just mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and we got you covered, guys and gals. And finally, thanks to Sullivan Steakhouse, where you can have the steak your way. Sullivan's offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, Mary, I'm so confused. I meant happy Halloween. Holy cow. What is going on in Chicago? If you are looking at the news, I'm sure it's on the news. I don't have the TV on, but I'm sure it's all over the news. We're talking snowstorm in Chicago today. I'm stuck in my house, home studio, bringing you this show live because there's a snowstorm outside in Chicago. Oh, I feel so bad for those trick-or-treaters this year. It's brutal. It's not just the snow. It's cold, and it's wet cold, so it's going to be icy tonight. Really not safe conditions for trick-or-treating. Really, with the kids running across the streets and cars and slippery conditions. You know, I'm one of those that, hey, let's make it happen. Let's get it going. Let's, you know, despite any obstacles, I make it happen. I want it to happen. But you know what? Today is just not safe for your kids to be out. If they want to come by my house tomorrow, I'll have a big old bucket full of candy unless my two teens at home will finish that off for you. But I'll have it out there tomorrow for the trick-or-treaters. I'm in Park Ridge right now, my home studio, Illinois. And it's kind of sad because, I mean, it's beautiful out if it was December 1st. But here it is, October 31st, and there's a snowstorm in Chicago. No chili today for my kids. We do have taffy apples. And I will tell you this. Last night, I went grocery shopping. My daughters gave me a list. This is how it goes these days. Give me the list, and I go and do as I'm told. Then I came home, and they didn't have any apple cider donuts, so my 17-year-old just had to have that. And you know me, I'm one of those moms. I'm going to make it happen. So I go into like two other stores after the Jewel, and I finally found one, the last package of apple cider donuts at Mariano's on Cumberland and Higgins. Thank goodness. Thank goodness I got to bed by 10 o'clock. Thank you, guys. I hope you guys are enjoying your Halloween. Happy Halloween. We are live here in Chicago. You've reached me, Dolly. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show where every week I bring you good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh, usually on my account. This is the Dolly McCarthy Show on WCKG 1530 AM in Chicago, Tuyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, where it all began almost 7 years ago, March of 2020. We're going to be celebrating 7 years of the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show in Chicago and beyond. We're all over the place. We do have a 1% listenership in China. Rivet Radio Network in Chicago. Hello, everybody, for listening in 1010 News Talk. If you have never heard of me, I'm on Instagram. Check it out. And on Twitter and Facebook. All right? So check it out. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We have a good show for you. I'm a little nervous about this show. Later on, you'll find out why. Because I don't know. I don't like to look into the future. I really don't. It just creeps me out. But I might be tempted to by spiritual teacher and psychic therapist Vincent Jenna. He'll be on the show in the second half hour. And we're going to talk about relationships. That's how my producer pitched it to me. It's just sharing tips about maintaining a perfect relationship. Is there a perfect relationship? We'll find out from Mr. Vincent. And then this morning, I find out that he offers readings and personalized guidance. So I may be some personalized guidance I'll go for. But readings, I don't know. So we'll tap into the myths about relationships. Are they hindering your happiness? Does someone really have that much power over you? Why can't you seem to attract the right partner, huh? Am I talking to myself here? How to attract and maintain the perfect relationship later in the half hour show, the last half hour of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Oh, and he'll talk about your childhood. We're going to blame everything but your current love life on your childhood. No, I'm kidding. I guess he's going to give us a glimpse of that. And again, offer some readings. So if you want to call into the show and have a reading, be my guest. Call in. If I have time, I'm going to take it. Mr. Vincent's known as the tell it like it is guy, and he's a spiritual teacher and psychic therapist. We're going to have him in the next half hour of the show. So don't miss that. Relationship happiness. We're all striving for that. I don't know. I'm pretty happy with my own relationship with myself. All right, now on to some more important things other than myself here. You know, we have to remember to give something to those who gave. Our veterans, I've talked about this on the show a million times, our veterans are our national treasure. We have to take care of each other. We have to take care of our older folks, especially even our veterans, the national treasure. And I'm so really, really, really happy to welcome non-for-profit Veteran Tickets Foundation. The Veteran Tickets Foundation on the show. We're going to be talking very soon after I make this quick announcement to Veteran Tickets Foundation Chief Marketing Officer Al Mag. I hope I'm saying his last name right. He's a Chicagoan. He's a Cubs fan, and he's a graduate of U of I. So he's been on the same stomping grounds as my daughters at U of I. Hey, Shelly Rachel, you're listening? All right, so don't go away. Let me just do a quick public service announcement. The Brightside Theater, that's a not-for-profit, is bringing to you, I'm so excited about this, you guys, A Christmas Carol. Here I am announcing it on Halloween. It's snowing out. You can imagine this. It's going to be here before you know it. Jeff Cass is the fantastic, amazing director at the Brightside Theater. He's directing this one November 29th through December 15th. At Miley Swallow Hall. It's at North Central College, 31 South Ellsworth in downtown Naperville. Tickets are about $25, guys, and they're on sale now. Go check out A Christmas Carol, the musical. You don't want to miss it. It's a great way to bring the family together this holiday season. It just wouldn't be the same without a bit of Scrooge this holiday season, right? This is the same musical that's been playing at New York's Madison Square Garden. It's a Charles Dickens classic, for those of you not in the know. So I'm really excited that the Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of the Brightside Theater, and we've got this amazing show, A Christmas Carol, the musical, coming up for the Brightside Theater. Check them out. For ticket information, you can go to brightsidetheater.com. All right, we'll be right back with Al Mag and talking about our lovely veterans. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
So you you want to know how you can make a big impact and support over 1.4 million members of Veteran Tickets Foundation, these are members who are currently serving in the military, perhaps families of veterans, veterans of all ages. In fact, caretakers are veterans and first responders now, too. I'm really thrilled to talk more about this with former Chicagoan and Veteran Tickets Foundation Chief Marketing Officer, Al Mag. Al, am I saying your last name right?
You are correct. Thank you very, very much for having me today.
Hey, it's great to have you on, my fellow Cubs fan. How are you doing?
Yes,
now, you don't live in Chicago anymore.
No, I live in Scottsdale, and I've been gone since 2000. But I used to live in Fox, right over by Fox Valley Mall, and I also lived in Lisle. So, I've been to Naperville like 800,000 times. So, so you're in my old stomping grounds.
How cool is that? You remember the Riverwalk? Were you there around that time when they started the Riverwalk? And have you been back
sure.
since?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Played a lot of softball over at Knock Park and absolutely.
Well,
one of my favorite places to be. Home in Chicago.
Oh, that's awesome. And I heard you're the co-founder and historian of the Chicago 16-inch Softball Hall of Fame. Is that right?
Yep.
Wow, I didn't even know there was one.
Yeah, it's in Forest Park. It's a beautiful building, a museum, and we honor about over 600 players and men and women and organizers, managers, umpires, and so on. And we have an annual dinner that we attract about 500 people to over at Drury Lane each year. And it's a big deal. If you're from Chicago, you probably played 16-inch softball. So we created a movie on it, if you want to call it that, with Jack Brickhouse, who unfortunately has passed away many, many years ago, about 25 years ago. And from that, we created the Hall of Fame, which is getting close to being 25 years old.
Wow. Well, we got to have you back on the show, and we'll talk more about that. I used to play softball at Shibona Park in Chicago.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever heard of
that. Oh, yeah. I'm from the north side of Chicago, so I know where it is.
Oh, fantastic. Well, so now I hear you're a terrible example of a retired person. You're not really retired.
I'm pretty bad. I used to work for a $27 billion company, and I was their chief communications officer, and it was a great job. But after retiring, I knew I was not going to stay home and be bored. And I started up an agency for nonprofits. And my first and biggest and best nonprofit is Veterans Ticket Foundation. And they have been – we've been together for over 6 years. So keeps me off the streets. And they've been kind enough to ask me to be their chief marketing officer. And they just do a great job.
Well, indeed. I've been reading about it. So this nonprofit started back in 2008. And its motto is to give something to those who gave, which I love. Tell us a little bit about what the foundation really does by, collecting tickets. Tell us more about it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, since 2008, we've been providing free tickets. And in fact, we're now over 8 million tickets to sporting events, concerts, performing arts, family activities. And you already said who it goes to, their currently serving military, veterans of all eras, immediate families of those killed in action, and caregivers to our vet fixers, which we have 1.4 million members. And and these events, really, when I first got involved with the gang, I just thought they were just to do nice things for people, just add some smiles to families and so on. And it's just turned out to be so much more than that. It helps reduce the stress from these folks, strengthen family bonds. Of course, it does lifelong memories. But we've been getting more and more information from our folks. And unfortunately, it has impacted many with PTSD. We help transition people to civilian life. A lot of military move in fact, 6 to 7 times in their careers in the military. And so when you go to a new city, you like to know what you can do there, and VetTix is all over the country. So we have tickets to a variety of things. We get people involved in reunions. When the spouse is deployed, what do you do with the family? And then we do date nights. A little bit of everything has been happening for us. And I think the big number here is, according to our research for many, many years, 75% of our folks have a tough time affording tickets to events these days. Tickets to events are not cheap. And we are lucky, very, very lucky. We have a lot of donors. Donors consist of major league teams. I know the White Sox and the Cubs help us a little bit. In fact, in spring training in here in Mesa, which isn't far from my our office, we are one of the few, if only, nonprofits the Cubs donate tickets to, because they know our members always show up when they do pass out the tickets. So we're very pleased with getting help from the theater. Sometimes some of the artists give us their tickets directly. In fact, next week is the big NASCAR race here in Phoenix, and Kurt Busch gives out 100 tickets to every race to our VetTix family. And we want to thank them for that, obviously. But so it can be an individual, it can be a team, it could be a league, you name mm-hmm. it. And we probably have most of this includes college and pro, minor leagues, and so on. So we get things all over. Today, I know we're getting a lot of tickets to Halloween events as well for families. So mm-hmm. We get a lot of help. And this is not just the teams. It's from can be season ticket holders who can't go to all the games. I think I told you I'm a Cubs season ticket holder for, since 1985, and the Bears about the same period of time. So if I can't go to a game sometimes, I'll, absolutely donate them to VetTix.
That's awesome. Okay, real quick, we're talking to Al Magg. He's the CMO of VetTix. VetTix.org, and we're going to be right back in 2 seconds to talk more to Al about VetTix and how you can even donate, or how, if you're a veteran, how you can participate in this very, very generous, amazing non-for-profit organization based out in Arizona. Give me 1 second, and we'll be right back to learn more, okay?
Hey, this is Vanilla Ice, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Holla and pop your collar.
Good news, good guess, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody, you want some tips on relationship happiness? Don't go away. Spiritual teacher and psychic therapist Vincent Jenna is coming on the show in less than 5 minutes. We're going to talk to him, and I might be brave enough for a quick reading. We'll see. We'll see. No promises. I know inquiring minds want to know, will Dolly ever get married again? Third time's a charm, right? Tune in and find out. Don't go away. We'll be right back with spiritual teacher and psychic therapist Vincent Jenna. But first, we're back with Al Magg, who's the CMO, Chief Marketing Officer of VetTix, VetTix.org. That's VetTix.org. You can donate, you can join, you can sponsor. Al, how do they do that?
Well, it's pretty simple. Go to VetTix.org, and it'll just say join, and it'll take you through a couple questions. We usually, we're going to take you through a question, make sure you're qualified. Then you're going to be absolutely verified by a third party called ID.me. So if you are a veteran or current serving, they're going to ask you for certain credentials. And I think everybody knows what credentials they have to show up with. So, again, we have been verifying about 1,000 a day. Sign up with us.
Veterans?
So it's
really?
Yeah. And also first responders.
A day signing up. Wow.
Yeah.
And first responders. Right. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
We have about,
what an impact you're making.
We have about 15,000 in the Chicagoland area signed up already.
And now let me ask you this. Okay, let's talk really quickly. I don't have that much time. I got to get to Vincent. But if I'm a veteran, I go to the website, vettix.org, and do you apply on there? And let's say I want to go to the show this weekend to go see, you know, Hamilton, which, you know, it's very popular here. What are the odds of that? Or is it a process that takes months, weeks? How long does it take to satisfy the need?
When you sign up and everything's verified, so again, we have 1.4 million verified people. So when people donate to us, they expect people that are actually verified, not just, you know, saying they're a veteran. So
right.
Here, what we ask are two basic questions. What type of tickets are you looking for? You know, do you want sports? Do you want concerts? What have you? And in fact, Live Nation's our biggest donor. They gave us 1 million tickets.
Wow. In a year,
we'll be getting
1 million tickets.
Yes, over the last couple of years, and we'll probably get rid of over 2.5 million tickets just this year.
Now, do you have tickets to the veterans' families or partners too? Because I would imagine.
Well, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, you can ask for minimum two. We want everybody to go with somebody. That we don't give out one ticket, so it's usually
right.
2, 4, 6, what have you. And there's
You have to demonstrate a need, or is it just, hey, you're a veteran, we take care of you? Is that how it works?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, okay. If you say, I'd like to take my family to see the Bulls play and we happen to have 4 tickets, you're going to go. So it isn't by who signs up first, it isn't who's the tallest or the shortest or whatever. What we have is a system. We actually send out approximately 1 million emails a day all over the country to people saying what tickets are available in their area. So what happens is, you sign up, you say what type of tickets you're looking for, and then second, you basically tell us how far you're willing to go. So you may be in Rockford, but willing to go to Chicago downtown for tickets to go see something. Somebody else may say, I only want to stay in downtown Chicago. So they're going to give you – somebody may say they want to go to Milwaukee for an event too. So you give up how many miles you're willing to go. So what happens is you get these emails, and depending on the events, as you can imagine, there's all types of events. If it's not really the greatest show on earth, you can probably get the tickets just by signing up at that point in time. But as you start getting into some of the best concerts of the season, the best, you know, the ball games, the Cubs and the Bears and so on, well, then you go into a lottery. We have a lottery system, and I don't want to bore you all with details of that,
you know what?
It's a lottery.
I got to let you go. That's a lot of great details there. So we've really given some great information to folks on how they can support over 1.5 million members of VetTix. Go to vettix.org and find out how you can join, donate, or sponsor our veterans, our national treasure. Right, Al? Isn't that right?
You got
Al,
it. Thank you.
Come visit us in Chicago again. Thanks so much for tuning in or joining, coming on the show, and come back again. What's the most amazing ticket you've given away? Something you thought was impossible to get that you were able to grant to a veteran?
Super Bowl.
Yes. That's awesome. Way to go. Well, keep up the good work, my friend. A lot of good people out of Illinois, including Al Mag over at vettix.org. Check it out on the web. Thanks a lot, Al, for coming on the show.
Thank you. Bye.
Stay tuned. Bye-bye. Okay, I know you've all been waiting for this part of the show. I'm getting a little personal with spiritual teacher and psychic therapist, Vincent Jenna. Jenna has thousands of followers around the world who have been inspired by him. On today's show, we're going to explore some of the myths about relationships that hinder your happiness. And we're going to get some tips from Jenna. So, Mr. Vincent, are you there?
I am here. Hey, Dolly. So great to be here today. Happy Halloween, by the way.
Yes, happy Merry Christmas. Merry Halloween.
Merry Halloween.
It's snowing. I don't think I've ever.
Oh, my gosh. I am so jealous. I cannot believe you're in Chicago. I love the snow. We don't get any here. I used to come to Chicago all the time. I haven't been there, and now you have snow.
You mean you can't figure out with that psychic ability the next time you're going to be in Chicago? You can't tell us when you're coming.
Are you kidding me? It doesn't help me for anything. Otherwise, I would have won the lottery 1,000 times.
You didn't predict the Cubs winning the Super Bowl. Listen to me. The World Series?
Yes, actually, I did. I did. I did know that they were going to win. Actually, we had a producer. I used to come there and do a lot of television shows on You and Me This Morning. Because you got so many haunted places in Chicago. Yeah, exactly. And they were trying, they were trying to get me to come and heal Wrigley Stadium. It was the funniest thing they could. Yeah, they didn't want to do it. They had a shaman priest come and do a prayer there one time, but they didn't want to have a psychic come in. Do you believe that?
Boy, you would have thought they'd take anything at this point. But
I know, really.
Cubs fan, Northwest Sider my whole life. Yes, anything, right? You sound like you have a New York accent, am I right? Where are you from?
What are y'all talking about? I'm living in the South in Raleigh, North Carolina, y'all.
Oh! I'll be in North Carolina next year for the first time.
Oh, that's fabulous.
That's awesome.
Well, obviously, Dolly, I'm not originally from here, and I thought I got rid of my New York accent. I guess I didn't, huh?
No, I can hear it. I can totally hear it on you. It's great. It's a beautiful thing. I love accents. So you are known as the tell it like it is, and that's I love that about you because I'm the same way. And so tell it like it is. Let's dive into this because do you think you can do a reading over the phone? Can you do that?
Oh, well, that's where I do 99% of my readings are by phone for people all over the world. I'm international, and so I connect to the same place whether you're sitting in front of me or whether you're 3,000 miles away, so that doesn't matter.
Really? Are we connecting right now, you and I?
I can absolutely connect to you, sure. What was
Let's
it? I wanted to actually save that, Dolly. I wanted
save
to
save that.
Because I've got it there. I've got your number. You know what I mean. Now here's where the New York comes in, Dolly. You know what I mean. I got your number.
I know what you're saying, my friend.
You know what I'm saying. Right. You're in Chicago. I'm in New York type of person. You know.
We always say you know here. Do they say that in New York too? All right, we're having too much fun here. People want to know some of the myths about relationships that hinder your happiness. Could relationships really hinder your happiness? I thought happiness was like self-love. You'd be happy because you're happy with yourself. But relationships, or is that just a myth?
No. Well, here's the thing. You are absolutely right. You're supposed to be happy with yourself first. Now, the thing that people have to understand about relationships, and I'll actually go into a truth first before I talk about the myth. The truth is attracting a relationship has nothing to do with another person. I'll say that again. It has nothing to do with another person. It's all about you. And like attracts like, and there's myth number one. Opposites attract. No, they don't. Like attracts like. Now, the personality styles may be opposite, especially if the genders are opposite, you're going to get different personality styles. But the core of the person, whether they believe in themselves, whether they have confidence, they have a good self-image, that's going to be the same no matter what. And so when you're attracting and you're attracting somebody, you must be in a happy place. If you're not in a happy place, I can tell you right now, don't even bother going on a date or talking to the person because it ain't going to work. It's going to end. It's going to get sabotaged because you attracted somebody who also wasn't happy. And that doesn't bode well for a relationship. You know what I mean? It's important to know and understand. So myth number one. Well, truth number one, you're totally in charge of the attracting and it has nothing to do with another person. Myth number one is opposites attract. They don't.
Yeah. Okay. And so if you think you're happy and you're still not attracting somebody, you're not really happy. Is that right?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
Yes. And even absolutely. Let's change the word happy to love yourself. If you think you're lovable, there would be people lining up right now by your side. Okay, you would be a love magnet. Everybody has to understand that attracting people is the most natural thing on the earth. We are social beings. Our energy attracts either good, bad, or indifferent people, and it's going to be based on what's going on the inside. So in other words, there's a lot of people out there that complain about the negative people that's always getting involved in their lives, right? Oh my God, my idiot boss. Oh, I got next door neighbor. Forget it. What a jerk. And this and that and this and that. Exactly. What they don't understand is they're the ones then. If you are attracting all that negative, go inside and heal the negative within you. I promise it's there. If you are not attracting anybody at all for an intimate relationship, a love relationship, I promise you, your unconscious mind is holding on to the belief that you are not lovable. And that belief was established for you while you were growing up, because of the negative messages you received from your environment, either the adults in your life, your parents, or anything around you.
I was afraid you were going to say that. That's tough for people to.
Of course it's tough. But here's the important thing, Dolly, which is so great, and this is also part of your reading, I've got to tell you, all right? We can change that. Because here's what we have to understand is, first, the law of attraction. So here we've got these young adults, they're growing up, they, you know, and now all of a sudden, oh, I want a partner. And they believe they deserve somebody good. A woman, I deserve a knight in shining armor, or some woman, I deserve another princess, okay? And the same thing with men. I deserve somebody good who's going to love me and treat me great. That's what your conscious mind is saying. But unfortunately, we do not manifest our lives from our conscious minds. We manifest from our unconscious minds. So the little kid could be in you because of the story that you had when you were growing up saying, oh, you're not lovable. It's not going to work. Doesn't make a difference who you attract. It's going to end. Just watch. Now that energy goes out into the universe and you're all excited because you wind up meeting somebody, but because like attracts like, believe it or not, that person deep down inside is saying the exact same thing about himself or herself. And so now the two of you get together, but because of the courtship phase, everybody's on their P's and Q's and it looks so good and he's getting you flowers and taking you out to nice places for dinner or whatever. You're getting him flowers. It doesn't matter nowadays.
Uh-huh.
Right, exactly. Oh, and it's so wonderful and it's great. And then all of a sudden, after a few weeks, a few months, and people start settling down and the defense mechanisms and the courtship phase ends, all of a sudden another side of the person comes out. And the other
who
side
like
and the
yourself,
negative side.
You're saying. And who
I'm
looks
sorry?
Like, who looks like your core? Is that what you're saying? Who's magnet?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Here is the thing. When you have a negative self-core, anything can come out because your adult human mind will make defense mechanisms to hide those feelings. So here, just for example, your partner is at work and she comes home from work and you were home all day. And she turns around and she says something like, I thought dinner would be done. And then you remark back right away, well, you know, I was busy all day too, you know, just because I didn't leave the house. So, and then she remarked back, wait a minute, why do you have to talk to me like that? Well, you came in here and you accused me of not making dinner like I'm supposed to make dinner. Now, now you have this big giant fight when in actuality, what exactly happened was when the woman came home and she said, oh, I thought dinner was going to be made, that pushed an internal button on her partner. And what the partner heard was, oh, I thought you were supposed to make dinner. Boy, you're so incompetent, you don't do anything. Now, that's what they hear on an unconscious level, and that's what they respond to. Because you know what? While they were growing up, they couldn't do anything right. There was always criticism. They were always put down. They were always told, or daddy wasn't around all the time, or mom wasn't around all the time, or the parents got divorced, or one of them got sick and died, and it was only a single parent trying to raise them. And there were all of these negative self-feelings developing. And so that's what people are dealing with in the relationships. So you've got to look at your life, and you've got to look at the outcome of your life to know what you're really believing. So if you are not attracting, you don't believe you're lovable. That's the bottom line.
Wow. That is very, very interesting. How about, is there hope for people that are not attracting
right now?
Well,
oh, my, absolutely.
Hear some of the myths, we want some
So
what does it take to turn that around? And how long does it take? They're going to ask me. And they're going to send me messages.
Well, I know they're going to ask that. First of all, the whole reason why I do this work is because it is changeable. You've got to bring to the surface those negative self-feelings, first of all, so that you recognize them. And then you literally reparent and retrain your thought system. Reparent yourself. Give yourself what you need. Let that inner person, that inner child, know that they are lovable. They are good. And that takes some work because it's so unconscious. But some of the other myths, you've got to get over the myths, okay? Because I'm always hearing people, and I've got both 50% men, 50% women clients from all over the world. And it's the funniest thing is you hear the same complaints from both sides. It's hysterical. So one of the other myths is, okay, people've got to stop using sex as a means to express love. Sex is not an expression of love. It is to be shared once you have that emotional foundation going. That's different. So what winds up happening is a couple doesn't establish an emotional relationship first. What, you know, after the second, third date, or maybe the first date, they go right to bed. And then all of a sudden, because it feels so good in the bed, they think they've got a relationship going. It's very fooling. Okay, sex is like that. It's one of the most powerful reinforcing behaviors that we do. Wars were started over sex. People were killed because of sex, right? So you can't use that to establish a relationship because the emotional part can actually never be developed. But if you develop the emotional part first, then the sex will always be great. See, you cannot guarantee a great emotional relationship with great sex, but you can guarantee a great romantic relationship with an incredible emotional foundation, because that love allows the rest of your body and the rest of your mind to go along with it. So the emotional relationship needs to come first. Okay, here's the biggest myth of all that people want to throw things at me when I say this. Thank God we're on the phone so you don't throw anything at me, okay?
Oh, you really? Are you reading that from me? You think I'm going to throw something at you?
Yeah. Were you ready?
Yeah.
There is no such thing as a soulmate.
Well, I've heard this. And I think I do agree with that. I think everybody has the potential for that connection.
Oh, my God, you're incredible. Absolutely. Yes, that's spot on. You want to make your relationship into a soulmate relationship, but don't go looking for one. Now, let me clarify something, though. We do have past lives. And because we have past lives, usually souls will migrate from lifetime to lifetime together because they have a certain amount of karma and they know each other. So there's things they want to complete with each other. So, yes, you may come into a lifetime with a past lover, okay? But that doesn't mean you made plans to meet each other and have another relationship, because that actually gets people in trouble. You know the theory of love at first sight? That's also a myth. It's not love at first sight. It's love at first memory. You're not knowing you're remembering this person from a past life and the relationship you have, but the signal is the fact that you can jump into instantaneous deep love just meeting the person. Okay? So but the problem with that is even that doesn't mean that you're supposed to be with that person, because when you have a plan to meet somebody and marry, it's going to go a lot easier than you think. It's not going to take four or five or six divorces or three divorces. It's not going to take you having to force a relationship with somebody on the other side of the world. It's not going to take any of that, or a person moving or a person getting sick. It's going to come together so much easier than what we think. We force relationships today because people have such emotional need, Dolly. When your emotional needs aren't met as a kid, you're seeking to meet them through someone else for the rest of your life. And you're supposed to be meeting them yourself, and you can meet them yourself.
How exhausting is that? Searching,
it's not. It's, you know what?
Meet your needs emotionally. How do
Dolly,
we help people?
That's the part that's exhausting. Oh my gosh, all these relationships are thoroughly exhausting because they're dependent upon each other. And you hear that. I get women all the time turning around and saying, "I'm leaving my husband because he doesn't meet my needs anymore." I'm like, "Well, wait a minute. Did you give him a shopping list or something that he was supposed to meet every single one of those needs? He didn't pick up milk for you one day at the grocery store? What are you talking about? You're supposed to meet your own needs." It's so much of this self-healing. Here, my wife and I have been together for 47 years. That says something about what we know. It is.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give the secret as to why it's working. And it's not perfect. I mean, there are times that we still have fights, but we always wind up doing the same thing every time. We did not go to marriage counseling. We never did couple counseling. I was a psychotherapist, and here is my couple counseling. I took each person in the relationship, and I said, "You now have to each work on yourselves together. You've got to heal your past, but do it together, not separate. That's the whole reason why you come together. You learn more about yourself. You have now someone who can help you with that or support you with that or reinforce what you are learning. You have deeper love by what you're giving to somebody rather than what you're receiving from somebody." So my wife and I, we both came from hard pasts, and as soon as I had my spiritual awakening, we would immediately start doing research on, okay, we're worth being and feeling better than this. We're worth having 100% happiness, so we're going to do everything we can to do that. So I worked on, we got a book, so many different books, right? There's so much out there, and we would read a chapter together. We would discuss it together, and then we would apply it to ourselves. We'd go to a movie, we'd discuss it together. We'd go to a lecture together, we'd discuss it afterwards. That's how you help each other. But relationships today, everybody is so independent. There's another myth. Independence is healthy. No,
yeah.
It's not. It is unhealthy. Interdependence is healthy, not dependence. And not independence, it's interdependence. That means not only do you get to depend on yourself, but you can also depend on being able to receive help and give help to the other person. There is nothing on this planet we can do today really by ourselves. They try to show a television show, Survivor, Naked and Afraid, and they're trying to show people that are capable of surviving. I'd like to know if anybody would like to do it that way. Nobody would. And even if you did, you would still be. You're not going to live like an animal anymore. We've advanced since then, right? And
okay.
So,
yeah.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, you're absolutely right. I want to just go back to what you said about, you know, today it's all about self-love and independence. What they're saying, like is what I'm hearing you say, is, yes, self-love, be independently happy, and heal those childhood, well, what would you call them, wounds or pasts, hurts, emotions, and then become interdependent with someone else. I've always felt that way. We're not supposed to be here alone. We're not.
It's really interesting. Oh, go ahead. You ask me.
So you find someone, you're dating someone, and you're about, like you said, reading the book together, talking about the movie together. But there's a lot of guys out there. I have to speak from experience. My girlfriends, and I hear it from my girlfriends too. I have a lot of girlfriends. In fact, I just did a ton of posts about girlfriends. You know, I hear this all the time. He doesn't want to talk. You know, it's too deep.
Oh, then you didn't find the right guy. No. Don't go there.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished saying
right
like attracts like. So if
just
you're with somebody
talk,
and...
Though. Okay.
No.
If he doesn't
want
to talk, then he's not the right guy.
Then he's not the right guy. You didn't attract the right person. If you're a talker and a communicator, you're going to attract the communicator. Here's what I want everybody to do, and you can do this for yourself too.
Okay?
You can even do it right now, but you don't have to go through the whole exercise. I want everybody to take a piece of paper and a pen, and I want you to title the piece of paper and a pen, Top 10 Things I Want in My Partner. The top 10 things I want in my partner.
List them.
Okay? And now everybody list the top 10 things. Now, I'm sure most people can come up with 20 things, but I want you to only list the most important top 10 things. When you're done with number 10, go back to the title and cross out the word partner and write in the word me. The top 10 things I want in me, because that's how you're going to guarantee what you get in a partner.
You can't force it on anybody. You can't change them. So if you meet a guy and you are great in bed, you're not going to convince him in a week after great sex of a week that he's going to talk to you and tell you you're beautiful and give you flowers. That's not going to happen. Is that what you're saying?
It's not going to happen unless you've got – they can happen, and we've seen it happen. It's happened to people. That's why they get into relationships, but then that's also why the relationships end, because all of a sudden you see a different side of a person. Remember, the unconscious part of you, if you are not paying attention to that little kid inside that is saying, I'm not lovable, he or she is going to sabotage the relationship, and you don't even know they're doing it. They start acting in ways, you can see that. People do it all the time. Kids do it. Kids purposely do things wrong just to get in trouble. And they do that for the attention because they haven't received attention. So we have the capacity as humans to purposely do bad things. And we'll do that because we're testing, we're testing ourselves, or we're sabotaging ourselves, so we can do it on a very unconscious level. And sometimes we do it consciously just to see how much we can get away with or what the other person's going to go along with, even if we know it's not a good choice. So, yes, in the beginning it can seem so good, but then if you are not believing in yourself, absolutely things are going to start coming out that's going to sabotage that relationship. And here's the other important thing about a relationship. Oh, God. I don't think you knew, Dolly, some of the things that I was going to bring up while I was on your show that is so controversial. Okay.
Let's go for it.
We are with other people. We're complete beings. Okay? We come from a bigger source, a divine source, God, Spirit, Yahweh, whatever anybody wants to call it, but there is something bigger out there, and we come from that, all right? And we are complete beings, and we only come down to this earth to figure that out, that we are complete beings, and we just keep growing each time that we come, okay? So therefore, we don't need another person to complete us. We use the other person, the more intimate the relationship. Right, the more you learn about yourself. So here's the point. When the woman wants to complain that my husband refuses to talk, it's a reflection of actually what's going on the inside of her. And it's being manifested in her partner on the outside. So in other words, the woman doesn't communicate with herself. Oh, she may think, but she doesn't go deep down. There's no introspection. She's not assessing what she really feels. She's just existing and living. Now all of a sudden her husband is shut down and doesn't communicate anymore, and she wants to know why. And I turn around and I say, well, why aren't you communicating with you? And she says, I don't know why. because I'm afraid to. And I said, well, that's the reason why it's manifesting in your relationship, and you can change other people. By the way you change yourself and the way you respond to others, you're changing them. You change them. And we're all interrelated and we're all connected, and that's how we can feed each other's energy pool too. It's why two friends can know each other and they're talking about a third person. And one of the friends turns around and says, oh my God, that guy is an idiot. He treats me like crap every time. He just doesn't like me. He's not a nice person at all. And the other person, the friend says, what are you talking about? He's such a nice guy. He came over the other day and he even helped me move. I don't understand what you're talking about. The reason why that can happen is because of the feelings that you have for another person, the way you treat another person, the way you think about another person absolutely affects how they're going to respond back and who they are.
Mm. How do people stay married for so long when the husband or the wife has no respect for that person? How do they stay married for so long?
My parents did that. It's a habit. It's a habit.
It's a habit. Okay.
It's a habit. Now, okay. And mostly, I will say this, it's mostly because of the women. Women are afraid. I mean, let's face it, it's usually the man, right, who is used to doing all of the work or bringing home the bread or anything like that. And it's difficult for a woman to be on their own. Now, if they have children, that's even worse. A woman doesn't see herself as being a single parent. That's not what her plan was. That wasn't her dream. That wasn't her romantic life. And so now, because of the way the world is, and we still don't treat women equally, they have to struggle more. And because of that, they think of that right away. Okay, do I just get another room in the house to stay and tolerate this guy? Or do I go out, try to figure out how I'm going to get another place to live, take the kids with me, get a better job that can pay for everything? Oh, crap, I'll just go in another room. And they'll tolerate it. Why do women stay in abusive relationships? Okay? There's organizations all over the world. Interact is an international organization that is doing nothing but trying to save women from domestic violent relationships. The women won't leave. They'll make excuses for the guy. They'll do everything, but they won't leave because it's so hard for them. You always hear about The Bachelor, right? And of course they have the television show The Bachelorette, and that's so cool and nice, and we're moving in that direction. But isn't it more acceptable to know that a man is living on his own and dating all he wants rather than a woman living on her own? So it's hard for people, and they'll force and stay in a relationship. And a man, forget it. Believe it or not, a man is so insecure that when his woman is on the way out the door one way or another, either from breaking up or from a divorce that way, or from an illness and dying, he's already got a woman lined up in the back door.
Well, that's what they say. Men won't leave until they find someone else. So you're going to be with
exactly.
this man.
They
and then
don't
one day
do that.
He's going to have someone else and you'll be history. And you
but do you know why? Okay, there was a study done. The male child is kicked out of the nest by the mother sooner than the female child. In fact, a male child, they stop breastfeeding sooner than they stop breastfeeding a female child. So the study is, because what happens? You got a little boy in the house. He's being rambunctious. Mom is there. Dad's at work. What does mom say to the little boy? Go play. Go outside and play. Okay? Now you got a girl. Now what does mommy say to the girls? Come and help mommy. I'm cooking. Come help me clean. Come help me do the wash. Come help me set the table for dinner. So the little girl is kept in the home with mommy, and the little boy is pushed away from mommy. And that's one of the major reasons why women complain about their husbands or their partners as being children. Right? Because they haven't been mothered enough. You know, the male getting sick, forget it. The women laugh like crazy when a male gets sick at home. But they actually did a test and asked the same question to both men and women, 100 men and 100 women, the same question. If you were in a rowboat and it was you, your wife, or your husband, and your child, and you were the only one who knew how to swim, and that rowboat capsized, who would you go to save first? 100% of the women said what? What do you think?
Probably the man.
No, their child.
Oh, and well, the, I thought and the man reason the two of them.
Always the child, always the child. And the reason why they responded, I can always find another man. Okay. When they asked the man the same question, okay, 90% of them said my wife. And the reason why is I cannot find another woman who would love me.
Oh, how do we
exactly.
heal this? How do we heal this child?
Exactly. By working on ourselves and by realizing that life and our stories have been so hard, Dolly, that we have not been nurtured into realizing our own magnificence. We've not been taught that we can accomplish everything we can. Some people have, not everybody. And so we're left with these negative self-images and self-feelings from the get-go. That's the first thing we need to work on for everything. You take care of that. You take care of your self-belief, your self-love. Every aspect of your job will work out, of your life will work out, because it's all interrelated. It's all interrelated, relationships, everything. Now, some people could have a successful career and still have the bad everything else, bad health, bad relationships, because they define themselves by their career rather than realizing that they're the ones that make their career, that made it successful, and therefore with the same heart that they could make their career successful, they can attract real love. It's all about love, Dolly. And it's all about us loving ourselves and realizing we're lovable and healing that. And healing it with a partner is fabulous. It's so strong. That's what everybody needs to do, is bring to the surface their inner child and let that kid know, yeah, maybe she's had made some mistakes. Yeah, we're not perfect. But as the adult, we can rationalize and reason and be able to tell that inner part of us. That inner child is not rational, it's not reliable, and it's not reasonable, but it's still part of us. And the proof of that is look at the way people act in the world. Even today, you don't see adults. Two adults don't fight with each other. Children do. Children fight. Adults talk. They reason. They debate. But the moment you start seeing them flare up, it's that little kid. And if you don't believe me, watch the way they respond. Yeah. You know, you can have two guys in the bar and both of them are upset because their girlfriends broke up with them. They bump into each other and now, oh, you hit me, buddy. But you hit me first. You got a problem? And they start fighting. Those aren't adults. That's children that's doing that.
Yeah.
So heal the child.
Yes.
Heal the child
inside. Hindering your happiness, okay? We've gotten some great information and tips from Vincent Jenna. He's a spiritual teacher and psychic therapist. People are sending me messages. They want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. And I'm not even going to ask this, but here's one of the things. Is there a wedding in Dolly's future? My producer wrote that. That's hilarious.
The answer to that is yes, and I'm going to be invited to the wedding because we're going to work on making that happen good for you this time.
You what? Wait, you got cut off there. What did you say?
I said yes, there is going to be a wedding, and I'm going to be invited to it because I'm going to work with you on how to attract the perfect one finally for a change.
Yeah, finally, right. Well, and so in the readings, well, I don't know, we have 2 minutes left. If we're going to get much of a reading out of this, but I've certainly read a lot about you, and this is really interesting stuff. If you want to know more about our psychic therapist and spiritual teacher, Vincent Jenna, you can go to vincentjenna.com.
And for you, Dolly, just understand something. You have a lot of scars from your past, and they're inside, and you've done so much work on yourself, and you're so spiritually minded, which is so fabulous. You only have to remember that every injury causes a scar, and the scar can still get in the way. So the little girl, when it comes time for a relationship, because of the issues in the past, just keep telling her you are a princess and you deserve a knight in shining armor. And prove to her, give her the reasons why she's so wonderful. Keep reminding her of that and pay attention to when she may be speaking.
Love
and
it.
You will attract your knight.
Oh, we're out of time. Thank you so much, Vincent. Everybody, thanks for tuning into The Good Show. We'll see you next week on another edition. Have a great week. Happy Halloween, everybody. Thank you, Vincent. Bye-bye now.
Good news, good guess, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.